As we explained yesterday evening, it was here that Lord Sri Ramchandra looked upon the sea in separation from Sita, wondering how it could be passed with an army of unlimited soldiers headed by Hanuman. It was here that he laid on the durva grass for several days, fasting. It was here, before that actually, it was here that Vibhishan, the younger brother of Sri Ramchandra, surrendered to Sri Ramchandra. I'm sorry, Vibhishan, the younger brother of Ravana, it was here that he surrendered to Lord Ramchandra unconditionally and advised Lord Ram that he should consult with the Lord of the Sea for the purpose of crossing. And it was here that he performed his tapasya and ultimately with his anger created such chaos within the sea that Samudra appeared and told him that you may build a bridge across to Sri Lanka. So here at Durva Shayana that the monkey soldiers began the bridge to Sri Lanka. This is one of the very holiest places of Lord Ramchandra's eternal lila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited here, as it was recorded in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And now Nityananda Prabhu is going to explain to us about this temple that we are sitting within.
So we are in Durva Shayana Sri Ram Temple. It's called Tirupullani. I just asked from the pujaris, they said some few details, I just repeat them. So the deity, which is the main deity we saw, the forearm form of Narayan, who is sitting, his name is Adi Jagannath Swami, and in one hand he is calling devotees who have taken darshan properly, and on the other hand, after calling devotees, he is giving blessings. The two fingers of the Lord are folded, he is calling all the devotees. In the same form we will be seeing in Madurai also, the left arm of the devotee of the Lord is calling all the devotees by signing them. And this deity is called Adi Jagannath because in the past, when Sri Lord Ram came here, he personally worshipped the deity before proceeding to Lanka. And also apart from that, the Stala Puran says that when Dasharath Maharaj came here and prayed to this Adi Jagannath Swami, and because of his mercy, later he went back and performed Putra Kama Ishti Yajna, and by this deity Lord's mercy, he got Lord Ram and others as his sons. And apart from that, this place is called Jagannath Kshetra and also called the Southern Jagannath Puri. Dakshinaya Jagannath Kshetra, they call this place. It's a very holy place. And also, when Lord Ram came here, and this is the only place Lord Ram is lying on the snake bed. Above the snake bed, we can see some marks the pujari showed. The marks of Durva grass, Durva grass marks are there. And this is the place where Lord Ram is waiting for Samudra Raja to surrender to him. And apart from that, in the Utsava deity, festival deity, we would be seeing Lord Ram is standing with his bow and in another hand he has an arrow in his hand. So he is ready to dry up the whole ocean and he is holding Agni Astra in his hand. So that is a deity posture. And next to him, Hanumanji is there. And Hanuman ji is giving the message back to Lord Ram that Sita is found. She is in that posture. And also another altar we saw where Lord Ram is in a kingly posture. It is said when Lord Ram returned back, he is going in the mood of a king. So they coronated him as a king. So Mother Sita is also with Lord Ram in another altar. And because Mother Sita is not there in the main altar, that was well going towards the ocean. And this is the place, 5 kilometers from here, there is the ocean beach where the bridge is actually starting. Now you now also just go and in the ocean, just few meter, and they can see the bridge inside the water. So here the whole Setu Kshetra is starting from this place, and then it proceeds towards Rameshwaram. And this is also a very important place Vibhishan surrendered. The Acharyas just explained that in one family, one brother, we can learn lessons from this one family. Shurpanakha wanted to enjoy Lord Ram, wanted to kill Mother Sita. And her brother Ravana, he wanted to enjoy Mother Sita and kill Lord Ram. So in this way, both of them wanted to separately enjoy the Lord and his concept. Thus, they have been punished. And because Shurpanakha, when he wanted to enjoy Lord Ram and attack Mother Sita, by presence of Sita, she didn't die, her nose only cut off. But Ravana, he wanted to enjoy Mother Sita and want to kill Lord Ram. Because Mother Sita is not present in the battlefield, so he was killed. But in the same family, another brother Vibhishan, he surrendered here. He did the totally opposite thing. He didn't want to enjoy the Lord and his concert separately, but he wanted to unite both of them. Thus, he left the company of the demanding family of Ravana and Shurpanakha and others, and came here and surrendered to Lord Ram. And from here, his mood was that he wanted to unite Lord Ram and Sita together. And thus, this place is very significant for the devotees, that this is the place where a devotee mood is not to enjoy the Lord independently, but not exploit the Lord's energy independently, but to serve the Lord and the concert by uniting them together. So this is the significance of this particular place, Tripulani Darbashayana.